Let us begin our reflection today with a question. Had you been thirsty? I am sure that the answer is yes. And there is a situation like being thirsty that maybe is now very common in many people. Is when somebody lost the sense of life, the meaning of life. When somebody is facing a crisis and he doesn't know where to go, or where to stand, or where to look for the motivation to live. That is a situation like being thirsty and not having water to drink. Let us see what is the Word of God telling us today. The encounter of Jesus with this Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John has a lot of meaning for the church and for us as disciples of Jesus. Jesus knows us very well. As he knew what was happening in the life of that woman, Jesus also knows us. We all have history. We all have problems. We all have failures. We all are sinners. And he knows us. Jesus is more and can give us more. Even beyond our imagination, he is a fountain of grace and mercy and life. We are invited today to discover that fountain, and to find him, and to find in him the answer to our situations, to our crises, to our problems, to our sinfulness. And the good news is that he knows us, and he does not judge us. He do not judge us. He does not condemn us or our sins. He wants to redeem us. He wants to save us. That is the purpose for what or for whom he came, for which he came. He came to save us and not to condemn us. And even knowing our condition, he calls us and sent us to be his disciples. Jesus had been the answer to many persons. To the Samaritan woman, to the 12, to the apostles, to many men and women all over the times. And he wants to be also the answer to our search. Those who find Jesus, those who find him, found the meaning of their life. And the meaning of their Christian life. And those who find him feel compelled to announce him and to show the way to others. Once you discover Jesus, once you are able to experience Jesus in your life, you cannot keep it for yourself. You feel the call to talk about it, to announce to others, to proclaim it to others. And there is a very second invitation in the Word of God today that was in the Psalm. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. even though we had seen his works. Great challenge for the church: to hear the voice of Jesus in our time and in the life of the people and in the life of the poor, and to fulfill the mission of being the carrier of the living water that is Jesus. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Great challenge for all of us: to hear his voice and calls, and to renew our life, not hardening our hearts, not being blind to his action in our life, not being deaf to his calls and words. Lent is a time for renewal of our faith. Lent is a time of renewal of our spirituality. Lent is a time of renewal of our relationship with God. And it is a time of renewal of our relationship with our brothers and sisters and our entire life. God, our Father, help us to hear your invitation. Help us to find your Son, Jesus Christ, in our daily life. Help us to be his true disciples today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.